Okay, let's start the call and the recording, please. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining today's call. So we are kind of resuming our calls. We have kind of busy month in order to hopefully to get draft report for the plenary in Strasbourg. So we for that we are waiting for the response to our questionnaire, and we will cover that later on. But before that, I think we can review the action item from the previous call. The first one is to make the arrangement to cancel last week's call, and that was done, of course. The second one is to send a reminder to the ESO and assist for responding to the diversity questionnaire. So maybe just here to check. Bernie, was the reminder sent last week or?
Yes, we did send a reminder, and we only have one official response so far, but people have until 23:59 UTC today. I have been told that the board and ICANN.org are working on submissions in response to the questionnaire and should have them out either later this week or early next week. And the questionnaire wiki page link is noted in the notes pod. So that's where staff will be putting in all the responses that we get. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Bernie, for the update. I think we can wait for ESO and ACES to send. I mean, not necessarily by the deadline. There were several public comments lately, so that's a no close for the different groups. So my own stakeholder group is working on the response and is not going to make it by the deadline. So hopefully by this weekend or before, if possible. So I think we can expect, hopefully, to get more response in the coming days. Anyway, we can start with those we already received and try to review them and see what we can start analyzing them and waiting for other comments coming from the different SOL bases. So, for those in the call, I already told that so that Olga already checked out. She already does that the gag will
Rafi, your audio cutting out quite bad.
Hi, can you hear me?
Not much better.
Okay, thanks. Because there was kind of echo, so that's why. Okay, so I was saying for those in the call, if they can share with us any update from their groups when they are, if they are planning, and when they are planning to send the response early, so that Olga stated that the GAC will send its comments for today, so that's good news. And for those, if you have any update, please share it at least in the chat. Okay, so that's kind of the current status. Hopefully we can get more response and work on that in next week. Moving to the report, based on the discussion in the last call, we covered some section in the report, and I think okay. And then Mari Nomi voluntary to suggest some wording, and she shared it in the main English. So I try to find the text and share it in the if it's possible to share it in the Adobe Connect. So the first part, I think it's about if I recall, Marinomi talks about four points, and first one about justification of the importance of diversity. So the text saying that diversity within ICANN is important in ensuring comprehensive representation of the global internet community, interest group and staff, and for ensuring that I can have the right range of perspective and skills and experience. So I guess we can elaborate more there to explain the purpose of the working on diversity. I mean, it's always good to give the context and highlight why it's important. And another point is the support of diversity by the CEO. I understand from last time that the support from highest level. I'm not sure we have any kind of already consensus here, because I think talking about diversity office was seen maybe as premature for some people and that time, and we suggested to work more in the requirements of function that can be covered by diversity office, and not necessarily suggesting that the diversity office is the solution. So I think it's quite important maybe to try to that we have this discussion several times, really to work on the requirements what we want to cover by that, including, for example, data collection and so on. But I understand from the suggestion here is that it's really about getting support within the ICANN organization, in particular the CEO, maybe the board. But this is a question to say it's kind of highest level, if it's really the right wording here. And also it's maybe raised a question about the role of the community. Understand that what the recommendation was saying, that the ICANN community should engage in bottom-up process to develop a long-term strategy for the promotion of diversity. So maybe here, I guess we need to clarify about the role of the community and the staff and so on. So I think this maybe needs more elaboration. To extend the expectation from each part in promoting the diversity. So. Any comment on this? I'm trying here just to kind of continue discussion that were told in the last previous call. I think we need some clarification in some areas. I mean, I understand the kind of the points raised, but yeah. Maybe Marion, only if you want to kind of develop or elaborate more about your proposal that you sent to the mailing list. Can you speak or? Can you hear me? The audio is lost.
I can hear you quite well, Rafiq.
Yes, thanks, Bernie. I also see the transcript, so I guess there is no audio problem. Okay, so Marina, we cannot talk. Okay, oh, she can now, maybe. Yes, Marina, please go ahead. Okay, I see your hand is up, but also say that you cannot talk. I'm not sure here. Can you speak or? Maybe if Brenda can help you, I'm not sure if you can either speak through the Adobe Connect if you are already there or if you want dial out, so yeah. Okay, in the meantime, so any other comment from others? I mean, on those kind of discussion we had last time. Okay. The other point it was about. To set specific targets for diversity, and that should be in recommendation number 9, so that each SOAC group within ICANN should identify goals or aspiration for improving and promoting diversity in both participation and leadership. And then in addition, specific targets should be recommended where appropriate. So I think this is kind of coming back to prior discussion we had about maybe setting kind of objectives that we want to reach, maybe some numerical objective that can be useful to give guidance for within ICANN and for the SO and SEs to what to set their own target. Okay. Uh, Not, I don't think there is any kind of specific diversity target. I mean, maybe there are some KPI or other indicators, but I don't think I can, as an organization, set like specific numbers to reach. I mean, I'm not too worried about it, but yeah, you can ask. However, I think for the our group, we need to think if we want to go on that path and how we define such such target. I mean, it's always inspirational at the end, but I think what we need to ensure is that what is need to be done to ensure that we are inclusive in first place. And I think this is maybe something we kind of need to elaborate in our report, is what are the conditions to ensure that. I think the objective is kind of what we want to achieve, but we need to think what need to be done before to enable that. And so also the recommendation is the way how we can improve to reach this goal. So I think it's kind of different points we can work on. But back to the question about diversity targets, I guess we can ask and we can maybe put that as action items to ask about if again an organization set some diversity target. I think we can ask and the Department for Public Responsibility if they were working on that. I'm not sure if someone from the department is on the call or not, and if she can respond to that, but we can follow up later. Okay, is Marinoni able to speak or still not?
This is Renata Aquino Ribeiro speaking. I have no comments for the time being.
Okay. Thanks, Renata. Okay. While waiting for Marino to speak, hopefully. Okay, so we are kind of, I think, while we are working on this items, we are counting on the response that we are going to get, and I guess by next week call we can cover them and see where we have to make changes or adjustments in our report. So that's it. I also want to take the opportunity maybe to respond to the question that asked by Andrea in the mailing list about the first reading. So maybe to clarify here, I think when we are not at the stage yet, because I think our planning is really was to kind of to wait for the response to the questionnaire, see what kind of input we get, and then what changes we should do, and then try to have the first and the second reading before Jan School and before the deadline, by when we have to submit for the plenary there. So just to say that we are not at that stage yet. No. Yes, Ben. Do go ahead.
Thanks, Rafiq. The face-to-face will be on Sunday, 25th of June. So if we want to have documents presented at the face-to-face, they should be sent by 2359, 18 June, which is the previous Sunday. And just to shore up what you were talking about earlier, I do know a number of groups are preparing a response to your questionnaire, so I would ask people not to lose faith. It has been a very intensive public comment and questionnaire period leading up to the ICANN 59 meeting in Johannesburg, and so people have been faced with literally a dozen public comments and replies, and they're trying desperately, I think most groups, to meet the requirements, and I know for a fact that many groups are interested in responding to the questionnaire. Thank you.
Thanks, Bernie, and I concur with you about that. Myself managing the comment from NCIG, we get really busy weeks lately to respond to several public comments. So I noticed that, and that's why I was thinking that we can wait for other groups to send even after the deadline. I think that any input is welcome, and so maybe we can I think if it's possible, can we pass that information, or just to ensure that they can continue working and then comment, and that their response will be welcomed by the working group, the subgroup.
It's standard procedure in these things, especially if it's not a formal public comment, that responses will be taken up to and including at least a week later. And basically, until the subgroup says we're not accepting any more responses, responses are welcome.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Thanks. So, okay.
Rafiq, I don't know if you're speaking, but we're not hearing you at this point.
Okay. Oh, sorry. So, okay. So I was saying that, yes, we can discuss about recommendation number 5 regarding the data collection or data processing. And I think there was some concern regarding that in term. How much data would be collected, and if it would be done by ICANN or not, and that raises a lot of questions regarding the privacy policy, and if it should be done by ICANN or by a third party, that it's more professional on those matters, and how to kind of anonymize this data and so on. So I think what rises from there is really we have maybe to cover that those issues related to data collection, and we have kind of maybe to balance between how much data, what data we should collect, and how we should process them and for what purpose and so on. So I think this maybe We need more input and discussion on those matters. That's maybe even, I'm not sure if we even need some kind of legal advice here. But yes, it's something we should have in mind. Is that what you wanted to highlight, Renata? Yes, Bernie, you wanted to speak because I see your hand is up.
Yes, I heard the comment about legal advice. The group is, of course, free to request that from the legal committee, and the legal committee will look at any such requests. I will note, however, for those who have not been following it, the CCWG Accountability Workstream 2 has requested to be extended for fiscal year 18. What does that mean? That means extended from July 2017 to the end of June 2018. Of course, to do that, we have to, what we've requested is that we fit into the original budget envelope that was allocated to the transition project, which also included Workstream 2. So just a note that will be, the co-chairs will, of course, have to exercise quite a bit of, prudent management of our resources so that we can take ourselves to the end of fiscal year 18. Thank you.
This is Renato speaking. Can I make a comment, please?
Okay. Yeah, please go ahead.
This is Renato speaking. I just wanted to say that I apologize for all my connectivity issues, but I just wanted to say then that with respect to the treatment of the data, this is an issue that is interesting to think about. We will need to have to treat that with some kind of connection of to specific metrics, because it has already been established that all the data will be collected for diversity purposes. So who is going to have those data, and how are those data going to be treated? I think the instructions are clear, but if we need to have some more clarification in the paragraph, this is the time to think about it. Thank you very much.
Yes, thanks, Renata. Maybe first responding to Bernie. I'm just kind of put this kind of on legal advice, but maybe it's quite maybe premature at this level. But, what I was trying to say is that if we are going to ask for data collection, and because we are building on that several of our recommendations, and then maybe the idea of metrics, objectives, targets, and so on, we also have to have in mind that if there is data collection and processing of those data, we have to be all the kind of what can happen from there. And I think we need to assess that and to see if there is anything we have to comply with regard to data protection. And then, so that's why I guess we need maybe some more guidance and advice what are the best practices here and what we should do. So I think for our subgroup, we need to define the purpose why we need this data, such as maybe some elements. And then we can check with those with, I think, more experience and data protection and what we can do, what we cannot, and see how that can be implemented effectively. But at least maybe to have those elements in our report and highlight them, so when the time happens for implementation. Okay. So maybe coming back to Marie Naomi, I hope that you can speak now. Can you or still having some connection problem?
Hi, everybody. I just wanted to explain. My proposal and why I am supporting and promoting diversity. I think that diversity, to be able to work, we have to have a sustained approach at all the level of the organization, or it is supported by the CEO, or it can be also supported by the board. So I think it can be a solution, and we are asking about the future of diversity. This is a question. If we have the intention, if we want diversity to be implemented, it's a long-term action that must be implemented progressively. Here we are presenting recommendations, and I don't know what will happen with those recommendations. Are they going to be adopted, all of them? Our report is going to be adopted as a whole, or only some recommendations are going to be adopted and taken in by ICANN? I don't know, but at the end of this process, if there is really a creation of a diversity office, then I think it should be useful that this diversity office would be chaired by the CEO or by the ICANN board. So the action implemented by this diversity office will be truly implemented at the end of the day. And I also think that we should be more ambitious also and hope that this diversity office would have some more activities, more than measure the activity. And so the office, the diversity office, should play a role, should appear in the chapter about supporting and promoting diversity. This is the proposal that I wanted to do, and I have sent you a proposal, and you will see those ideas of mine in this proposal I sent you. Thank you.
Thanks, Marie Naomi. Okay. So, with regard to with regard to the support by the ICANN and the board, maybe we need to clarify here what we mean by the support, because at the end, what we are trying to say that we need more diversity within ICANN, and so within the supporting organization and the advisory committee and the stakeholder group and so on. And I think in several of our recommendations, we are saying that each group maybe define what are the priority for them, what are the most important elements for diversity and so on. So when we are talking here about the support from the board and the CEO, how that will fit with the role or what the different group will try to do. So I think maybe we need kind of to be clear here what we are saying here, what we are expecting. The CEO on the board will kind of give us guidance what we should do or something like that. I mean, I'm talking here about the community. So, or just they will give, like, support in terms of, of resources and so on. So just maybe we need to clarify that. But I guess maybe it's a little bit premature somehow in terms of asking for support. But I think, anyway, it's open for discussion. And I see that Bernie is raised his hand. Yes, Bernie?
Thank you. If you feel it's appropriate, we have been working on the process for completing Workstream 2, and a document has been presented to the plenary, and maybe I can just recap that for a second, as it might help people understand the process to complete this work. Hearing no objection, I'll just go ahead. In the process, the Workstream 2 it has elaborated. We will ask each group to complete their recommendations, go through public consultation as required. Once that is done and completed, the final recommendations for each subgroup will be circulated to the board, or at least that's the proposal, and the chartering organization, so they can be aware of the final recommendations. But they cannot really be asked to vote on anything or accept anything until they have the complete picture. Once all the subgroups have finished their work, they will be brought together into a single coherent document, and any issues of interdependence or conflicts between recommendations will be resolved in that final document. And that final section, which addresses interdependencies and conflicts between the recommendations of various subgroups, the final report, which will be put up for public consultation, will propose solutions for all of those. One final note, as we have been discussing with the co-chairs how to get the groups to finish their work, and I believe I made the comment in this group earlier, please, you know, I've seen the comments come back on other consultations for Workstream 2, and ICANN Org is being very practical about this and looking at details of implementation. So if you're making recommendations, be very clear on what your requirements are. And probably I would recommend, as much as possible, staying out of detailed implementation. This is the job of ICANN, and if you're being too specific, you may be requesting a specific implementation which may conflict with other priorities for the company and may make it very difficult. So please do consider that when you're making your recommendation. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Bernie. I think that's what we kind of discussed several times on this idea of diversity office. We understand the intent, the purpose, but what we said at that time, we should focus more on the requirement, the function, what it should cover, and so on. And that's what we started to do with several recommendations, because it maybe can, those recommendations can be implemented in different ways. We may suggest some ideas, but at the end of the day, it's not our role. We should focus really on what we want to achieve. We need to focus on the what, not the how. Because I really see a risk that if we kind of focus on one solution, we will try to build all our recommendation around that solution, and we may miss a lot of many things. So, again, we should focus on the requirement. Regarding the conflicts, with our recommendation from other group, I guess that also we should have in mind. There was some group that already issued their initial report, so we may have an idea on what they are suggesting, and just to be kind of maybe group that works to avoid any kind of conflicts or redundancy, or sometimes kind of to be totally yeah. So just to avoid that situation. Saying that, I see there was kind of a question or maybe clarification from Lucivis about I guess the clarification for the role of the board and also I guess the CEO, so maybe we can it's something we can work on if we go with that recommendation. Is what we are expecting here exactly from the board and the CEO, and I guess also the staff, because I think support can mean many things, and we should be maybe more specific on the expectation. Okay. So I guess we can we can elaborate around what Marinoni proposed, taking into account what we are at today in the discussion. Well, I hope to hear more from the call if they have any comment, concerns, or suggestion. So we can develop more around that. Okay. Marinoni, do you want to add something or a comment here? Okay, we can continue this on the mailing list. I hope that we have more interaction there. I think we all are hoping that the response we'll get in the coming days, we can kind of speed up our work, because with the deadline, we will have really kind of short window of time to draft an initial report for Johannes Group. So led to kind of, I think, to set the expectation here. Saying that, is there any comment or question or clarification, inquiry, or whatever? Okay. it was a little bit quite cold than usual, but I think that's understandable. I should not keep you more longer for today, unless if you have anything that you want to raise or to discuss. Okay. Seeing none, I guess we can adjourn the call for today. We are finishing 12 minutes more earlier, but I think that's okay. Thanks, everyone, and bye, and see you soon next week, hopefully. Bye.